This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, February 25th, 2019. I'm your host, Nate Darling, and here is what caught my eye this morning. Of course, last night was the Academy Awards, the Oscars, if you will, and a lot of great things happened at the Oscars last night. Adam Lambert and Queen opening the show, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with their performance stealing the show, Spike Lee storming out when The Green Book won Best Picture, Spike Lee picking up the Best Director Award for Black Klansman. Lots of really memorable things happened during the Oscars. But one of the things that is being talked about a lot today that made both my wife and I pause and go, oh, was a trailer for the Netflix movie, which is also going to be released in theaters, The Irishman. Now, not a whole lot of details in this trailer. Very stylized thing where a bullet floated through and became the eye in several names, like Martin Scorsese, who's directing, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel. The film's going to be out this fall in theaters and on Netflix. It's got a lot of buzz already. They've been shooting this movie since 2017, and apparently they had to really try and convince Joe Pesci to come out of retirement for this. He hasn't been in a movie since 2010. So that's the big news. Now, let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. All right, here's some information you can find on the IMDb page for The Irishman 2019. This is the first feature film directed by Martin Scorsese to star Robert De Niro since Casino in 1995. Now, according to De Niro, the movie will use the Curious Case of Benjamin Button style effects to make him and other cast members look younger during flashback scenes. So it's going to be the actual actors, and they're not going to be wearing prosthetics. They're going to be doing that aging and de-aging digitally. So I'm really looking forward to see how cool that is. They're very excited about how it looks. When asked during an interview with Cinema Blend about how they're going to handle it, the producer stated, "You don't use prosthetics, makeup. They have acting and the technology that is able to have them go through different time ages without prosthetics. So we've seen some tests and it looks extraordinary. We were able to film Bob, Robert De Niro, and just do a scene. We saw it come down to when he was 20, 40, 60. So we're looking forward to that from that point of view for The Irishman. Now imagine seeing what De Niro looked like in The Godfather Part 2. That's 1974. That's pretty much how you're going to see him again. And the technology will be utilized for other cast members in the film. Now, according to Deadline, before accepting the role of Russell Bufalino, Joe Pesci refused multiple times to come out of retirement in order to appear in the film. Some sources actually put the number of refusals at 50 times. I guess 51 was a yes. This is Martin Scorsese's 25th theatrical movie, Joe Pesci's first film since Love Ranch in 2010. And Ray Liotta has expressed interest in playing a role in the movie. Of course you would. It is the seventh film featuring De Niro and Joe Pesci together. The others are Raging Bull, Once Upon a Time in America, Goodfellas, Casino, A Bronx Tale, and The Good Shepherd. Now, there are a lot of rumors about the film, and they apparently have finished shooting. But the rumor is that Leonardo DiCaprio is going to cameo in a few scenes as Robert F. Kennedy, who was the attorney general during key times throughout the story. So very exciting thing if you like the gangster style movie. And if you do, this is very exciting. Now, The Irishman took 106 days to film. That's the longest shooting schedule in Martin Scorsese's career. So a lot of time went into this. This is a $100 million plus production. Everybody is super excited. Here's the danger. Expectations getting way out of control. You see the cast, you know their history, and you go, oh, this is going to be as good as Goodfellas. This is going to be better than Casino. This is going to be like The Godfather Part 2. I would caution everybody to relax for a moment, get excited, but as we get closer and closer to the release date, don't set the expectations at those other movies. Try to avoid any spoilers that you might hear. There's some more, by the way, if you're going to the IMDb page, there are some spoilers in the trivia section of the, it's the Did You Know trivia section that IMDb has. There are some spoilers at the end of that. I didn't even scroll down. I don't want to know them. I do not want to know because I want to be excited for the film and I don't want to get my expectations to the point where if it's just very good, I'm going to walk out disappointed. Let's go old school with our expectations of the movie. Don't saturate yourself with it. Just know that it's going to have some of your favorite actors, one of your favorite directors, and it's a genre you really like. And go in with an open mind and set yourself up to be excited when you walk out of The Irishman. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say.